main motivation for going to graduate school was staying out of the draft. I did not have a career planned. However, by the time I had been at Harvard for half a year, I decided that I actually liked what I was doing. That's the point at which I never looked back. I was registered for the draft, and I believe I had to apply for a deferment, but it never got beyond that. Because my deferment was approved, when I got my PhD, I was still draft eligible because I was only 24 then and the draft age was 26. But I got employed using my PhD and that kept my deferment going. I never applied to graduate school. I did, however, at the advice of one of the faculty advisors for my Scholar of the House thesis, applied for a Woodrow Wilson fellowship, which was a fellowship that, if I received it, would support a first year and a dissertation year of a PhD program. On the application for that, they asked me to list a few schools that I might be interested in attending. Harvard was one of the few schools that I listed. I think I may have listed UCLA also. I have no idea why. Harvard was an easy one to choose. I never took the GRE, but I did get the Woodrow Wilson Fellowship that I had applied for, and I got I can't remember if it was a phone call or a letter from Harvard saying, we saw on your application to the Woodrow Wilson Fellowship that you had mentioned interest in Harvard. Are you interested? And really, I was doing nothing actively to go to graduate school, but that was about the time when I was going to have to decide something in order not to be drafted. So I said, sure. At the time I arrived, so I was just meeting all these famous professors most of whom I didn't know.
Wait, there's a part of me that sort of wonders, like, you didn't have a moment of, oh, I better research all these people or go to the library and try to get a book or something to make sure that you knew who you were stepping into the office.
Maybe I did, but actually I don't think it was like me at the time to think of preparing in that way. It was a new world. I was prepared to take it one day at a time, which is what I did, and gradually got deeply into it.